Taxi Together is an activity among other activities of Shalom Junub. Taxi Together, it is just a kind of sit arrangement. People sit together and taking tea and discussing issues affecting the community and trying to bring people together to get rid of those issues, trying to enlighten the community about the advantages of tribalism, racialism, and other related issues, more especially like the conflict-related issues. So discussing histories based on gender-based violence is one of them. Just any topic that we think is facing the community or affecting the community. So this is all about take tea together. It is not just taking tea together and people sit, but people taking tea while discussing issues affecting the life, the community.
Target group, are they young generation or the South Sudanese in general?
Actually, we are targeting everybody. We are targeting everybody because things to do with the issues affecting the community, it has no borderline. You cannot differentiate whether you are of the old age, the middle age, and the young age. Because sometimes when we talk about tribalism, tribalism cannot differentiate the young, the old, and the middle. The young can even be involved in tribalism. They can even associate based on tribal lines and share things based on tribal lines, sit together based on tribal lines, including the women, the old, all the same. So it means when we are talking about tribalism, it means it generalizes everybody. When we are talking of peace and reconciliation among ourselves, it is not a tribe that reconciles among itself, but it is not, and also it is not only between tribes or among tribes, but it includes even in the family. There is a problem in the family that people need to reconcile. So we generalize.
Yes, since you started these activities, Shalom Junub, taking tea together, what the impact that you have seen so far up to now?
Yeah, part of it is the interactions among the community, people in Gurei particularly, and under peace tree, because when we are talking about peace tree, when you come now, you'll find very many people sitting of different backgrounds, different tribes, and different regions, they are sitting together. It means it is one of the impact. People are now sitting freely, and people have started talking against tribalism. Those who are trying to talk based on tribe lines, they don't have door now, or they don't have space, actually. Secondly, previously, I think you have heard of a lot of issues. Like, there are some areas here in Gurei where there used to be a lot of crime. Because everybody, we have brought up, we have brought down some young or youth who used to get associated with the so-called niggers. The so-called niggers, they have come out from groups. Now they are our part. They are participating in our activities. And people are talking about Shalom Junub. People are talking about tea together all over, and particularly in Ukraine. So it's actually telling us that people are trying to understand the negative effects of tribalism, negative effects of other issues related to the conflict, because the conflict has broken people's hearts. People hate other tribes because of the conflict. People hate other people because of something they know better. But now people are trying to leave those issues. When you ask somebody, when you come to Gurei and ask somebody about Shalom Junub, what have they realized in their lives, actually, since Shalom Junub came here, or the event of taking together, get started here. They will tell you more about it. They are very happy.
Lastly, what is your message that you want to send it out?
Actually, the message I want to send out to South Sudanese and everybody is that let us stop tribalism. Let us stop tribalism. Let us consider ourselves as South Sudanese. That is one. Two, let us forget of the past. We know from the past there are a lot of issues. There are a lot of things that has happened, and they have happened by, and caused by some individuals. So let us forget about the past, and let us forgive those who have caused us in. Let us forgive those who have caused us in those pain or in those problems. So that is what I want to tell my fellow South Sudanese, so that we come back to our normal senses. But if we keep on talking about ill of those who have caused us in, I don't think we really get out of this problem. So these are the three major messages that I'm sending out, so that we can realize you guys.